white lady at the time, they got it over there, and she said, I saw you on TV the other night, and I jumped all over the place. And they thought I, my name being, they thought I was in some office in the army, you know, or something. They thought I was a nigga over there applying, they cut him off. Yes, Lord, I had a lot of experience with white folks. I've been with more white folks than that colored fella, I reckon it is in this whole community. I used to be an old sheriff up there at Grady. He was a tough old man. And I'd go up there with so many different white folks that he got to noticing it. And one day he said to me, he said, I see you with more different white folks than I ever see a nigga in my life. He said, what kind of fella are you? I said, I don't know. What kind of fella are you? And he got to where he just liked me. I go to Green and didn't have no tag on my car. Didn't have no license. He wouldn't be more bothered than that. That shell homes and the highway patrol would come up. And I was in the store. I seen him walk over there to one of the clerks and say, whose car is that out there? Had a mighty late fold, a hole in the glass in the front of it, in the windshield, where I could stick my hand through there. That's where I drill with a 5-cell flashlight at night. I'd stick that light through that hole. They'd drive when I went to meeting somebody, I'd stop. And till they passed, and then I'd pull back on the road, cut my light on, come on. The tag had rusted off back there behind, wasn't it? No police back there for a tag. I seen him over there talking to him. I hid one of the men and said, that's big nigga's car. And they went to laughing. The stoke people went to sniffing at him. You know, he come over. He said, that's your car? I said, yes. He said, you got any license? I said, where's your tag? I said, I don't have none. Got any license? I said, yes. Where is that? I said, I'm standing on. I said, no, I'm running. He couldn't help but laugh when I told him I'm standing on my license. He said, let me tell you one thing. You get that car home, put it in your backyard, and you let it stay there. You get some license and a tag. Good. I said, yes. I drove it back to Troy and drove on the red light then and didn't have no brakes. And I tried to stop. Yeah, I went back down to the town back. When you mess with the clutch, that's when you can go traveling. Then show up. You push that old clutch in. And hit the wrong way. People jumping out of the car and holding. Hold it. They parked the car and got on the side of my car and slowed it down. And that white folk got side of my car to slow it down on there and pushed it into a filling station. And me said, nothing. I got out and walked uptown. When I come back, the man had put some brakes on it. I didn't charge me nothing. I had three cars and they never had no license, didn't have tags. I think I might have got one tag.